I want to talk to you a little bit about money, or not just money, but about earning money. I get a lot of questions about that. If it's okay to earn money on doing healing, helping people. And I think why I'm talking about this, it's because it's really close to my heart, because I've been in this discussion, inner discussion with myself. Because it's hard. When you have this childlike heart, healing heart, a heart filled with love, and you want to help people. And I think about, and I think also a lot of us therapists are maybe raised. From the start, from the early age, we have been givers, not maybe so much receivers. So we have given and given, and of course we love to give also, but it comes to a place when I think most of you can relate to, if you are a therapist or have been one, working with natural healing modalities. I think almost everyone I know has come to a place where they are so exhausted, where they are burnt out, or they have to start working with something else, or they have had a really, really long break just coping, kind of finding themselves together again. And so many I've talked to is because they haven't valued their work. It's kind of, it's in our blood to give. And I think, of course, I can't say this is for everybody, but for generations, the women have been caretakers. Of course, that has been changed a little bit in our modern age, but still it's kind of, it's there. It's kind of, if you go to an office or work all day, or but when you give from the heart, and when you do healing and people come to you and you talk, you have deep conversations, and if you're not a psychologist, then it's kind of, a lot of women, and also men I talk to, have a lot of difficulties with taking money. And if they charge, it's a very low amount. And also people come, maybe they order 1 hour and they get 3 hours or two for the same amount. And I think this is sad, because if I compare to a lot of other jobs, the therapists, my colleagues that I know, they give so much more than a lot of other people I know that's working with something totally different. And they give so much, and they really, really deserve a decent pay. So I think what I'm trying to say with this is, start to value yourself, because what you're doing is so valuable. Really, really valuable. And I think we have to quit saying these things to ourselves, that what we do isn't worth paying for, because for so many years I have been in that rabbit hole myself, because it's really a rabbit hole. You dig yourself so deep into that, and you give yourself away, and people are, of course, there will always be someone taking advantage of you, and maybe they don't do it by purpose, but they do anyway. So I can remember for so many years, I was sitting on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, all day and night. People were sending me texts about how to cure a headache, or if I had some good herbs to to give them, or that I could buy, or if I knew. Yeah, it was a lot of question about everything, I think. And when I went to parties and yeah, just meet somebody random on the street that knew who I was and what I was working with, I kind of dragged all this information out of me, and I never saw them coming to to treatment, or they never booked a course or anything with me, but they wanted all this information. And again, a lot of my colleagues and people that I know working with these kind of therapies, they have been to so many classes, of course, weekend classes, small classes, but also have gone for years in different courses and education to really help people, and this come from a good place, not to take advantage of people. On the contrary, it's really because they want people to heal, and maybe because a lot of us has gone through the dark night of the soul, and really have seen the dark side of life, and maybe have been treated really bad from other people, and really wanted to change this, to kind of transform it to something good in this world. I can speak for myself only, of course, but the more I experienced of all these bad things that was happening to me, I can't kind of made this promise that I would do my best that as few people as possible should experience the same thing, because I don't really think we have to go through all this hardship that I me personally have been through hell really, and I don't think it's necessary to become a whole or good person or a lovable person, or so I if we can make life easier for people, and ourselves included, I think that will be a really good thing for the whole world, really. So we don't have to go to the bottom to find the top. I think it's if we listen on the journey we take, and do the lessons that are thrown at us when they come, instead of just throwing them back at life or hiding them under the carpet, I think it would be a good thing, and then we could maybe prevent all these big traumas and shock. Of course, some of them are we can't escape from, but I really don't think all people that are working with natural therapies have to go down all these rabbit hole, or get burned out, or have to quit their jobs because they have given so much that there is nothing left, and it's this you give more than what is coming back, so there has to be balance of what you're giving and what you're receiving. And since this is your work, and maybe you don't have a work on the side, so this is what you are supposed to live from, and maybe feed a family from, or yourself, it should be valued, so you can live from it. So please start doing that. See yourself as a caretaker. That really deserve to have a decent income, and that money doesn't have. I know this because I hate money. From I was a little child, and growing up in a rich family, there we everything could be bought from money. So I took kind of a big distance from that when I grew up, and I didn't want them anymore. I wanted to live without money, and in a perfect world, that would be great. But it's not perfect. We have a lot of struggles and fights here, and a lot of imbalances, and in this society we have created, we kind of have to have some money if you don't want to go living in the bush or in the forests or on the mountains or wherever in nature. So So I think it's so to take the energy back and look at yourself and your journey, if you are a therapist or wondering if you want to become one, or if you maybe have been a therapist and start doing other things and can find yourself not liking what you're doing right now and long for going back, but you kind of find yourself that you can't live from that. Go into that sacred place in your soul and in your heart and just breathe it in and say to yourself, I deserve also to get money from what I'm doing, like all other people on this earth that are working. You deserve your money as well. You should not feel guilty or ashamed of taking money from your work. If you do your work from your heart and you love what you're doing, it's wonderful to get something back, in this case in form of money. So I think we have to shift how we look at money, because I think a lot of us working with nature, it's kind of money equals a power and in a negative form, and control and maybe manipulating people. It's kind of, yeah, so I think a lot of us have blocked out the money part. That's, as I said, for many really important to pay the bills and have food and yeah, pay your taxes and there's so much to pay. So of course you have something that has to come in also. So start doing that from now. I just wanted to say that. And why I took this up now is it's because I was talking to Echinacea. Is this lovely flower that I love. She's so beautiful. She's been through I have been through so much with her. In Norway we call it solhatt, so I think many of you maybe know it. Maybe not about the money question, but she's very known for immune strengthening properties. So a lot of people use it when they have the flu or the cold or yeah, want to strengthen their immune system or to boost it. So, but of course, like people and animals and other flowers and crystals and every other lovely thing in this earth, on this earth, she has a lot of facets, a lot of things she can contribute with in our lives. So she came to me one night and she had this message about money, of course, and about earning money. And this is for you people, lovely people that are doing an honest work with helping people to heal themselves, taking care of people, giving love to people, and that don't think you deserve the income or the money, and then have blocked it. So if I can find it here, I will see if I can what she said to me. Just a little moment. So yeah, she came to me, Echinacea, and she had this message about money, and she said that we should not be afraid to value ourselves in money. We do an honest work with our heart and soul, doing something sustainable and for the love of the earth. So she encouraged to please see your valuable worth and work and start believing that you deserve to get paid for the work you do. It should be a human right having food for free, but there is something sacred in people taking their time to plant, grow, harvest and pack food so that you can free up time to do what you love. So they should get paid. And it should be a human right to have a free, safe place to live. But at the same time, it's a gift that there are people doing their honor and planning and building houses for others. So you don't have to do the hard work yourself if you have passion for other work. So of course they should get paid, etc. So she's telling me that since we are following our hearts, doing our work with passion and bringing our medicine and wisdom back to the people, it should be valued. since we had put a lot of work, love, blood, sweat and tears to peeling off our layers of lies, eating natural, going through the heavy process of rewilding that makes us a clearer channel as a messenger for the plant kingdom and Mother Earth, we deserve a safe income in return for serving the spirit world. It should, in a perfect world, be free, but since the human race has been led astray and chosen to believe in lies, illusions and facades, somebody has to do the dirty work to wake them up and have courage to speak the voice of truth. And when we value ourselves as worthy in earning money by doing sacred work for Mother Earth, we raise the vibration in money. We raise it from the destructive love of power to the healing power of love. So, we don't do the work for greed, but out of love and soulful service. And that's why they confirm that it is more than okay, or that she confirmed that it is more than okay to get paid for this work. It is not just the plant kingdom and spirits doing the work. They can't contact us and get through to us before we have done all the hard work to rewild. And this is a choice. And then after the rewilding or the dark night of the soul, we work together as a team spirit, uniting the spirit world and the physical world, reuniting the human race with Gaia. They also, and through Kinesea, the spirits of the plants say that they could not have done this without us. So they are so grateful for the childlike hearts that still believe in magic, love and light. So they ask us to start believing in ourselves and start honoring our own work and journey as a wonderful contribution to life on this planet. We are needed, as are they. So I think this is such a lovely message. I was so happy waking up and have this message coming through me. And I wrote it down immediately, and I wanted to share it to you because I know a lot of other therapists and colleagues of me is reading my pages. So I hope this gets through to you, because you are so, so worthy. You are so worthy of love and also money. The good-hearted money that when people come to you, they have chosen you to help them heal. They have trust in you. They have chosen you because they have some good feeling about you. So start have this good feeling about you too. Find your worth and be proud of who you are and what you're doing, because it's so valuable for the earth that you are spreading love and natural therapies on behalf of Mother Earth Gaia. So thank you for doing that beautiful work. So I hope the next time you are sitting with a client or booking a client, please be proud, stand tall and accept the money you are given and bloom into that field of money as well. Not just do it for money, but when you do it from your heart, you deserve the money you are getting from the people that love what you do. So thank you.